将财宝在地上。
Do not lay up treasures on earth.
不要忧虑。
Do not be anxious.
不要论断人。
Do not judge others.
从宗教仪式。
It includes religious practices.
到我们和金钱、和自己、和他人的关系。
And our relationships with money, ourselves, and others.
当时的人们有着错误的风俗。
People at that age have practices this wrongly.
所以耶稣教导他们要不一样。
So Jesus taught them to be different.
要不一样。
Be different.
要在暗中去施舍、祷告、禁食。
Give to the needy, pray to your father, and do your fast in secret.
要不一样。
Be different.
要积攒财宝在天上。
Lay up treasures in heaven.
要求神的国。
Seek the kingdom of God.
要去掉自己眼中的梁木。
Take the log out of your eyes.
正是这些不同表明我们是耶稣的门徒。
These differences show we are the disciples of Jesus.
但问题在于
But the problem is
我们要怎样变得不一样？
How can we be different?
今天我们要来看耶稣给出的回答。
In today's sermon, we will look at the answer from Jesus Christ.
今天的经文是马太福音第七章七到十一节。
Today's scripture is Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 11.
你们祈求就给你们。
Ask and it will be given to you.
寻找就寻见。
Seek and you will find.
叩门就给你们开门。
Knock and it will be opened to you.
因为凡祈求的就得着。
For everyone who asks, receives.
寻找的就寻见。
And the one who seeks, finds.
叩门的就给他开门。
And to the one who knocked, it will be opened.
你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？
Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone?
求鱼反给他蛇呢？
Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent?
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。
If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children,
何况你们在天上的父？
How much more will your father who is in heaven,
岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
Give good things to those who ask him.
阅读上面的经文，我们不难发现，出现次数最多的字是“求”和“给”。
By reading the scripture, it is not hard to find the most frequently used words are "ask" and "given."
第七节，祈求就给你们。
Verse 7, "Ask and it will be given to you."
第八节说，凡祈求的就得着。
Verse 8, "Everyone who asks received."
第九节，你们中间谁有儿子求饼，凡给他石头呢？
Verse 9, which one of you, if his son asks a bread, will give him a stone?
第十节，求鱼，反给他蛇呢？
Verse 10, or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent?
十一节，你们尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。
Verse 11, if you know how to give good gifts to your children,
何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
How much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him?
所以我们今天要讲的第一点就是
So the first thing we will see today is
求和给的应许
The promise between asking and giving
在第七节
In verse 7
耶稣做了一个求和给之间的应许
Jesus made a promise between asking and giving
这个应许是怎样的呢
What does that promise look like?
第七节
Verse 7
你们祈求就给你们
Ask and it will be given to you.
寻找就寻见。
Seek and you will find.
叩门就给你们开门。
Knock and it will be open to you.
这个应许非常清楚。
The promise is clear.
如果你们祈求，就给你们。
If you ask, it will be given to you.
为了说得更加清楚，耶稣还补充了两句。
To make it even clearer, Jesus added another two phrases.
如果你们寻找，你们就会寻见。
If you seek, you will find.
如果你们叩门，就给你们开门。
And if you knock, the door will be open to you.
注意，前半部分是现在时。
The former part is present tense.
如果你们现在祈求。
If you ask now.
如果你们现在寻找。
If you seek now.
如果你们现在叩门。
And if you knock now.
后半部分是将来时。
The later part is future tense.
就会给你们。
It will be given to you.
就会寻见。
It will be found by you.
就会开门。
And the door will be opened to you.
所有这些都在说事情将会发生。
All this means that the thing will be done.
所以说这是一个应许。
So it is a promise.
如果你们祈求，就应许你们会得着。
It is promised to be given to you if you ask.
如果你们寻找，就应许你们会找到。
It is promised to you to be found if you seek.
如果你们叩门，就应许你们会开门。
It is promised to be open to you if you knock.
耶稣做了一个求和给之间的应许。
Jesus provided a promise between asking and giving.
也就是你们祈求，就会给你们。
That is by asking, the giving will be done.
这个应许是讲给你们听的。
The promise is provided to you.
也就是耶稣当时的听众。
Which directly referred to the audience at that time.
但是应许并没有局限在他们那里。
But it's not limited to them.
在第八节。
In verse 8.
因为凡祈求的就得着。
For everyone who asks, received. And the one who seeks, found.
寻找的就寻见。叩门的就给他开门。
And to the one who knocks, it will be opened.
这里耶稣做了同样的应许，向所有的人。
Now Jesus gives the same promise to everyone.
向所有祈求的人。
To everyone who asks.
向所有寻找的人。
To everyone who seeks.
向所有叩门的人。
And everyone who knocks.
这个应许向所有人开放。
The promise is open to everyone.
当然也包括我们每一个人。
Including all of us.
向所有祈求的人。向所有寻找的人。向所有叩门的人。
The promise is true to everyone.
好吧，这个应许听上去很完美。
Well, the promise sounds perfect.
不过耶稣怎么能做出这样的应许呢？
But how can Jesus make such a promise?
答案在于你们向谁来祈求。
The answer depends on who you are asking.
我们来看第二部分。
Let's look at the second part.
子和父的关系。
The relationship between son and father.
在九到十一节。
In verses 9 to 11.
你们中间谁有儿子求饼
？Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread,
反给他石头呢
？Will give him a stone?
求鱼，反给他蛇呢
？Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent?
你们虽然不好
，If you then who are evil,
尚且知道拿好东西给儿女
，Know how to give good gifts to your children.
何况你们在天上的父
？How much more will your father who is in heaven?
岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗
？Give good things to those who ask him.
首先，耶稣提醒在场所有的父亲。
First, Jesus reminded fathers among the audience.
他们知道要拿好东西给自己的儿女。
That they know how to give good gifts to their children.
作为父亲，他们爱自己的孩子。
They are fathers and they love their children.
所以，当孩子有所求，就给他们。
So when their children come and ask.They will give.
他们会把好东西给自己的孩子。
They will give good things to their children.
你们作为父亲。
You as fathers.
孩子过来求饼，你们不会给他石头。
Will not give a stone when your kids ask for bread.
孩子过来求鱼，你们不会给他蛇。
You will not give a serpent when your kids ask for a fish.
同样在平行经文《路加福音》十一章十二节。
Also in the parallel script, Luke chapter 11 verse 12.
当孩子过来求鸡蛋，你们不会给他蝎子。
You will not give a scorpion when your kids ask for an egg.
饼、鱼，还有鸡蛋，他们是好的。
Bread, fish, and eggs are good.
他们是日常的食物。
They are our daily life.
但是石头不是。
But stone is not good.
我们不能吃石头。
We cannot eat stone.
蛇和蝎子也不能吃，甚至有毒。
The serpent and scorpion are not eatable and even poisonous.
耶稣告诉我们一个事实。
Jesus told us a fact.
虽然我们不好。
Even though we are evil.
我们是自私的。
We are selfish.
但我们知道爱自己的孩子。
We love our children.
当孩子有所求的时候。
When they come and ask.
我们知道要拿好东西给他们。
We know how to give good gifts to them.
这个地上的事实指向一个更大的事。
This fact points to something bigger.
如果你们作为父母尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，
If you as fathers know how to give good gifts to your children,
更何况你们在天上的父，
How much more will your father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？我们不好，
We are evil.
作为父母还是知道把好东西给自己的孩子，
As fathers, we know how to give good things to our children.
更何况我们在天上的父呢？
How much more our heavenly Father?
他全然美善。
Who is perfect?
我们求他更加会把好的东西给我们。
Will give us good things when we ask.
所以，耶稣做了一个求和给之间的应许。
So Jesus gave us promise between asking and giving.
这个应许是真的。
The promise is true.
想想我们祈求的对象。
As it is based on who we are asking.
我们向天上的父祈求。
We ask our Father in heaven.
他爱我们。
Who loves us.
他的爱是完美的。
And his love is perfect.
我们向他祈求。
We ask him.
他就会给我们。
And he will give.
这个应许是真的。
The promise is true.
因为求和给发生在儿子和父亲之间。
As the asking and giving happens between son and father.
耶稣不是说你向任何人求都会给你。
Jesus is not saying ask anyone and it will be given to you.
你是作为一个孩子去求你的父亲。
It is asking by a son and giving by his father.
就像在浪子的比喻里，在路加福音15:11-32.
Just like the story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, verse 11-32.
小孩子浪费了一切所有的。
The younger son had spent everything.
当他回到父亲那里去。
But when he went back to his father.
他父亲给他上好的袍子。
The father gave him the best robe.
把戒指戴在他手上。
Put a ring on his hand.
把鞋子穿在他的脚上。
And shoes on his feet.
他们吃喝快乐。
They eat and celebrate.
因为他的儿子是失而复得的。
For his son was lost, who was lost, now is found.
这就是一位父亲对他儿子的爱。
This is the love of a father for his son.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你是否相信当你们祈求的时候就给你们？
Do you believe when you ask, it will be given to you?
或者说你们是否相信当你们向神祈求的时候，你们是在向天上的父来祈求？
Or do you believe when you ask God,You are asking your father who is in heaven.
祈求就给你们。
Ask and it will be given to you.
现在我们知道耶稣说的是向天父祈求就给你们。
Now we know Jesus was saying, ask your father who is in heaven and it will be given to you.
还有最后一个问题。
The last problem is,
我们祈求什么？什么要给我们？
What are we asking for?And what will be given to us?
一方面，向神祈求意味着向神祷告。
On one hand, asking God means praying to God.
在马太福音5:5-16.
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 5-16.
我们有不要怎么祷告和要怎样祷告的教导。
We have the sermon on how not to pray and how to pray.
主导文告诉我们要祷告什么。
Jesus gave us an example what to pray for.
我们可以祈求神的国降临。
We can ask God for the coming of His kingdom.
祈求日用的食物。
For our daily bread.
祈求神的饶恕和他的保护。
For forgiveness and protection.
这些都是好的东西。
They are good things.
他们是从神而来的礼物。
They are good gifts from God.
祈求他们就会给你们。
Ask and they will be given to you.
另一方面。
On the other hand,
大家还记得我最开始提到的一个问题吗？
Do you still remember the problem I asked in the beginning?
我们要不一样的去施舍，去祷告，去禁食。
We should give differently, pray differently, and fast differently.
我们面对金钱、焦虑和论断人要有不一样的表现。
We should have different behaviors between money, with money, anxiety, and judgment.
正是这些不同表明我们是耶稣的门徒。
These differences show that we are disciples of Jesus.
但是我们要怎样变得不一样呢？
But how can we be different?
只要养成一个好的习惯就可以了吗？
Is it just a matter of developing a good habit?
当然不是。
Of course not.
我们知道耶稣在乎的是我们内心的状况。
We know Jesus is talking about our hearts.
如果我们的内心并没有发生改变，
If our heart is not changed,
我们越努力表现的不一样，
The harder we try to be different,
我们就越像一个法利赛人，
The more we act like a hypocrite.
洗干净了外面，
Clean the outside,
里面却充满了罪恶，
But the inside is full of wickedness.
耶利米书十三章二十三节说道，
Jeremy chapter 13 verse 23，
人岂能改变皮肤呢？
Can a man change his skin?
豹岂能改变斑点呢？
Or the leopard his spots?
若能，你们这习惯行恶的，便能行善了。
Then also you can do good when who are accustomed to do evil.
这段经文告诉我们，我们不可能靠着自己改变。
It is impossible to be different by ourselves.
那么我们要怎样变得不一样呢？
Then how can we be different?
耶稣的回答很简单，他说：“祈求就给你们。”
Jesus' answer is simple: Ask, and it will be given to you.
祈求你们就会变得不一样。
Ask, and you will be different.
平行经文《路加福音》十一章十三节清楚地说道
：“The parallel script, Luke chapter 11, verse 13, says it clearly.
何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗
？How much more will the heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?”
祈求圣灵就会给你们。
Ask, the Spirit, Holy Spirit will be given to you.
圣灵是天父给我们最好的礼物。
The Holy Spirit is the best gift from our Heavenly Father.
这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
约翰福音第三章第三节。
In John chapter 3 verse 3.
说到，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
第四节。人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗
？Verse four, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into her mother's womb and be born?
第五节，耶稣回答说：“人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。”
Verse five, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
我们如何能靠着自己重生呢
？How can we be born again by ourselves?
我们如何能靠自己重生呢
？How can we be born again by ourselves？
这是一个神迹。
It is a miracle。
这是圣灵的工作。
It is the work of the Holy Spirit。
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit。
好在耶稣给我们这样的应许。
And Jesus gave us the promise。
祈求圣灵就会给你们。
Ask and the Holy Spirit will be given to you。
祈求圣灵就会给你们。
Ask the Holy Spirit will be given to you。
以西结书第三十六章二十六节说道
：“Ezekiel chapter 33 verse 26。
我要赐给你们一个新心
，I will give you a new heart。
将心灵放在你们里面
，and a new spirit I will put within you。
又从你们中间除掉石心
，and I will remove the heart of stone from you。
赐给你们肉心
，and give you a heart of flesh。
祈求新心就赐给你们。”
Ask and a new heart will be given to you.
祈求心灵就放在你们里面。
Ask and a new spirit will be put within you.
祈求你们会变得不一样。
Ask and you can be different.
从新心发出的是全新的生命。
For out of the new heart comes different lives.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你是否相信这个应许呢
？Do you really believe the promise?
你是否相信神是我们的天父呢
？Do you really believe?God is our Father who is in heaven.
如果你相信这个应许
If you really believe the promise,
凭着信心你应该祈求
You should ask by faith.
这不仅是一个事实
It is not only a fact,
更是一个邀请
but also an invitation.
这是一个邀请
This is an invitation.
对在场所有的人
To everyone here.
耶稣在鼓励我们祷告
Jesus is encouraging us to keep praying.
通过这个求和给的应许
By giving us the promise between asking and giving
通过这一份子和父的关系
By showing us the relationship between son and father
如果你们还不认识耶稣
If you are not a Christian yet
这个应许是为你开放的
The promise is open to you
来找我们
Come to us
我们很乐意向你介绍耶稣我们的救主
And we are willing to tell you what Jesus has done to save us.
试着向神来祷告。
Pray to God.
祈求自己被改变。
Ask to be different.
这些都会赐给你。
And it will be given to you.
如果你已经是一个基督徒。
If you are a Christian.
要知道我们是耶稣基督的门徒。
Remember, we are disciples of Jesus Christ.
我们应该和世人分别出来。
We should be different from the world.
我们要过不一样的生活。
We should live differently.
要记得祷告，活出全新的生命。
We should pray to be different.
要常常祷告，不可灰心。
We should always pray and not give up.
要常常祷告，不可灰心。
We should always pray and do not give up.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你今天的信息。
Heavenly Father, thank you for today's message.
愿你的圣灵与我们同在。
May your Holy Spirit be with us.
帮助我们变得不一样。
Please help us to be different.
知道有衣有食就当知足。
Be content with food and clothing.
少一些忧虑。
Be less anxious.
多一些宽容。
Be more merciful.
我们祈求你在这些事情上帮助我们。
We ask for your help in all these things.
我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 最后，如果你正在耶稣所教导的事情上面挣扎。
If you are struggling with Jesus' teaching,
包括不要积攒财宝在地上。
Do not lay up treasures on earth.
不要忧虑。
Do not be anxious.
不要论断人。
Do not judge others.
我鼓励你回去读那段经文。
Please go to that passage and read it again.
然后亲口向神祷告。
And pray to Lord.
愿圣灵帮助你。
The Holy Spirit will help you.
Amen.
Amen.